As we work our way through the dead of winter, we can think about spring and some of the fun things that are going to happen. And we're going to tell you about one of our favorite things. It is the Eggs Extravaganza, a big party that our friends from Easter Seals put on every year. And we have them with us today. Melba Gibbs is here. Sherry Sled is here. Shelley and I are so excited about Eggs Extravaganza. Let's do the date first, and then we'll come back to Eggs Extravaganza. When is the date for this year's party?
It's March 18th, and we're delighted to have it at Dover Hall.
Back at Dover Hall. Oh, just absolutely amazing. If you ever wanted to hang out and party in a castle, here's your chance. We'll get to exactly how that's going to happen in just a moment. Let's swing over. That was Sherry, just by the way. Let's swing over to Melba. And Melba, give us a little background history, because I've been working with Easter Seals since the 1800s.
probably before then, Bill.
Yeah, probably before then. Give us a little history of Easter Seals, please.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about Easter Seals, it's a national organization, but it's been very active throughout the state of Virginia for many, many years, probably about 60 to 65 years here. And Easter Seals was started really in 1907 up in Ohio by a gentleman who had a son that was in a horrible accident, and he was a doctor, and he ended up starting the program really under children with disabilities, and it started to spread, and the hospitals picked it up, and then Easter Seals was developed like in 1952 nationwide, and then we picked it up in 1957. Wow. So here in Richmond, however, and throughout the state of Virginia, we have been very active with our camps that we have had up in the Newcastle area near Roanoke. That's a wonderful summer camp for children ages 6 and older with all types of disabilities, all challenges that they may have. We have in-home services now that are early intervention from birth to about 3 years old to identify what these disabilities are, because a lot of parents will tell you, my child has a problem, but we don't know what that problem is and we can't diagnose it. It's not autism. It's not cerebral palsy. It's not dyslexia. And so that's one thing that Easter Seals is very good at, is diagnosing and getting those kids going in the right direction for that. We also have a wonderful program called Agribility, and that is a joint venture with Virginia Tech, that when we have farmers throughout the state of Virginia who have injuries on their farm, and that's their living is to tobacco or crops and so forth, they fall off a tractor and they lose the use of their arm and they can't climb back on, Agribility steps in for months and helps adjust that that machine that they need or how they work and gets them back into full force and earning their living and continuing with their farming.
Kind of like we adapted cars years ago for people that had the problem. Now we're doing it with tractors and farm equipment?
Exactly, yes. Uh-huh. So that's throughout the state that we handle that. And then we're very fortunate to have a program in Charlottesville and in Northern Virginia that is the REACH program. And that's for your intervention for 18 years and older that have severe mental health issues or challenges and need stabilization. And so they can come in for 2 to 3 weeks and get stabilized.
I know this year I'm going to talk to Sherry for a second. This is a very big year, a big anniversary, and that's really going to be reflected through this year's extravaganza.
Yes, it is. We're excited to be celebrating 60 years for Camp Easter Seals and the services they've provided. And we're going to kind of go with the camp theme this year with the event, invite people to black tie / kind of creative camp attire. We're going to involve that in the menu and the decor and the offering and things that are going on. We're also going to be having a band this year dancing in addition to the auction and the other types of activities that we have that are go on. That's lots of fun that night.
I know Bill will want to know, are you doing s'mores?
Is that
one of the events?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're going to be gourmet s'mores.
Gourmet hot dogs.
We're going to come up with some real fun things. Mosaic always does a great job with us, so we're really excited about working there again.
All right. Well, Bill's been hosting this event for many, many years, I think decades at this point, and I have the pleasure of being involved as well now. So how can people get tickets to Extravaganza to raise money for camps for kids who need it?
Yeah, the website is just simply EasterSealsUCP.com, and it will go into how you can support. And you click on that, and it comes up with the events and how to contact.
And the UCP is for?
United Cerebral Palsy.
Because you guys kind of teamed up a couple of years ago.
We did. Several years ago, we teamed up in North Carolina and Virginia to work with that group.
Wow. This is a fantastic, I was going to say black tie. I guess we're going to be wearing my camping outfit this year. Black tie camping outfits this year. I'm going to work on that.
You don't have to shave. You don't have to shave.
I don't do that either. at Dover Hall, it is a great fundraiser. It is a lot of fun. Shelley and I look forward to it every single year. And, of course, then we hear the stories about families that are helped, too, and that there's the payoff right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a wonderful time to reach out to those that have disabilities. You know, one of the things that I found after I got into Easter Seals, because I used to volunteer heavily through my junior women's club years ago when I was young. Don't say anything.
I was young there too.
I know you were. But never had the idea that one in four individuals that have a disability live in or on the poverty line. Therefore, if they don't have the waivers for services for their children through government entities and they can't afford to send their kids to camp, you know, our Easter Seals extravaganza provide services, more services throughout the state, and also scholarships to send their kids for a week of camp where the parents can come up sometimes for respite weeks or respite weekends that we have. And that means they can leave their child with a disability with us, and we take care of that child in all types of sources and all levels. And they can take their children, if they have other children with no disabilities,
their siblings
mm-hmm. into, you know, Luray Caverns and all through the Blue Ridge Mountains during the summer. So it's really a compact type of camping arrangement that we have for families that have those disabilities.
Our very special guest, Melba Gibbs, Sherry Sled, the ladies who've worked so hard over the years to make sure that people who have some very special needs get those needs met through Easter Seals UCP. And we have coming up on March the 18th, the Easter Seals Extravaganza. Shelley and I will be part of it, and we wanted you to know about it. Thank you, ladies.
And we
much.
Want to express our appreciation to both of you for your continued long years of support with us in Easter Seals and with our extravaganza. So thank you, guys.
Absolutely, 16 years wow. You've been working on this.
Wow.
It's a long time.
I was there at the first one. I found the very first egg.
You sure did. I've got it on the egg history.